everyone, and welcome to the 19th episode of the Japodcast. My name's Alex Jabaley. It is currently August 31st, 2020. What a boring August, but also what a crazy August out in the world as usual. This podcast will be me catching up on all the gaming news. It's been pretty big couple weeks in gaming, actually, across the board, which is exciting as we're getting into, you know, the next lineup of next-gen consoles and everything. You know, and then real quick, obviously, everything that's going on, the election's coming up, things are getting crazier, everyone's going after each other, we have a president that doesn't lead, he just continues to divide. We now know that Joe Biden and his group and Kamala Harris are the Democratic representatives, and just, it's just crazy waking up every day to see what's trending. And I know it's been rough for a lot of us. You know, a lot of America's been kind of reopening up, you know, mandatory masks across the board. Everywhere I go in Orlando, you know, everyone shits on Florida, but it's in my area, at least, it's not bad. You know, you can go places, everyone's been masking up, especially at my gym, which I've been going harder than ever now. You know, I got nothing better to do and I can't travel. So I've been safely going to the gym. Friends with a head trainer there, and actually nobody's been knowingly caught it there, you know, and been spraying down and working out. But I actually injured myself over the weekend. Going to go to my therapist, who's also the AEW therapist, my friend Bryce, and see if anything serious has happened. I was deadlifting over 400 pounds for the first time, and I just heard like a little like tear in my elbow and had to drop it. But I was able to curl the next day. It's just sore, so having check up on that. And then my ankle, same ankle, unfortunately, that I had surgery on. I got some new beach chairs. I've been going to the beach more often. And I guess when I sat down first time, I was barefoot and I bumped the back of my ankle right where my surgery scar is into the chair, which is like a metal rod. And it was painful. And then it just swelled up. So I was icing it all weekend, but hopefully nothing serious. I think it's just the bump in the tender area that made it sore, but I've been kind of limping around as if I just had surgery again. So, but I'll fight through it. You know, I like to work through pain and have a high pain tolerance after doing the wrestling matches and going through a table and all that. Like, man, this feels good and not good. But so personally, been doing well. Tifa, my beautiful dog, has been awesome. I've been putting on a lot of, you know, like glycosamine, and like joint stuff, and she's been running faster, having more fun at the dog parks. She's getting really athletic, actually. She dropped 6 pounds since I got her. Been jogging with her, although I can't really run right now, and just been awesome. And I actually took her to the beach for my birthday, which was great. Had a great time there. And then now the rest of August was kind of boring. I don't even remember getting a gift. I think Kenny, my good friend, brought me over some awesome supplements from one of his sponsors. And that's been getting me through for snacks and pre-workouts and stuff like that. And then actually one product, I only suggest it if you work out a lot. It's called Fade Out by Redcon. It's basically a sleeping and recovery powder that take very little to start if you do ever check it out. And honestly, I've never slept longer in my life. I'm usually a like 4 to 5 hours at a time, but take naps when I need to kind of guy. But with this stuff, I've been sleeping 6-7 hours on a scoop. And then I wake up as if I already have pre-workout in my body. So it actually was an incredible feeling. Don't take it all the time. I take it maybe once or twice a week when I really want to get some good sleep and then work out the next day. And it's kind of changed how I sleep now when I need it. So fortunately, I'm either lazy or I don't have an addictive personality to anything that affects my body. But that stuff's been really good to use and never felt like shit or anything afterwards. Obviously groggy because it puts you to sleep, but really cool stuff. I remember I was in Seattle at DreamHack before everything went to shit, and we shared an Airbnb, and they put me up, and like I was the last one to join in. So they put me in this little hallway that had a bed, and I was sleeping like crap for some reason. And Lane, one of my coworkers, she had melatonin, but I call it melatonin just to make fun of it. And that stuff knocked me. I was like, man, I should take more sleeping stuff to kind of stay asleep longer. But, you know, it's not like I need to wake up and go put together an event or anything. And, you know, September is about to come. It would have been Seotaku month. I'm really sad talking about or even thinking about it. I completely canceled it for this year, hoping to God that we're back next September. But, you know, for anyone listening that has been to a Seotaku, you know how special it is for me to create something for a more dedicated, smaller niche community within the fighting game community. And the numbers were just going up because I was the first one to take a chance at an all anime live event in the way that I did with a huge venue, you know, 25,000 feet. Oh, there's my dog. And probably UPS delivering me Avengers. Be right back. And I'm back. Sorry about that little break. Tifa's actually the perfect watchdog, she only barks in two instances. A, someone's at the door, even on the driveway, she senses it, which is awesome. And then two, when we're outside and another dog barks at her first. So I don't mind the barking at the door because she stops as soon as I open the door, but it is something I've been working on. And I know they tell you, like, you know, give them a treat and tell them to speak and they'll learn how to speak on commands, but she's just protecting me, which has been awesome. But so back to the podcast, you know, gaming wise, this is what this podcast is about, is gaming. I've been actually looking into getting some guests on here. I might start doing a lot more content creation. You know, I have a good following on Twitch. I've been twitching a lot more lately. Mostly been playing Fightcade. If you're a fighting game fan, Fightcade is basically a mass emulator of old school fighting games like the CP1, the 2s. Been playing Super Turbo, been playing Third Strike, been playing one of my favorite non-Street Fighter games from Neo Geo called Breaker's Revenge. I use Tia, been learning Sho, which is like the toppest tier of a character ever. This character is basically Akuma, but not a boss character. In this game, he has like an air fireball super, cross-ups, mix-up, he's just the best character in the game. So every time I'm on playing someone, they always go to Sho when they have to beat me, or Condor even, so... You know, but I've been playing a lot of that, and these guys are from the community, and they built such a good, you know, rollback netcode built in within this program. And once you get the ROMs and you get it all set up, like, I have access to like 7,000 old games to play it, and I've just been streaming it on twitch.tv/COGaming nearly daily now, because I just, when I like playing fighting games, and when I get addicted to a game, mostly because A, I have experience with it, B, I want to learn it, or C, the online is just so good that I can literally sit in front of my computer, PlayStation, jump on a game, find a match within seconds. So really cool program. Check out Fightcade. It's a bit of a hassle to set up, but again, once you get it set up, like, and you're, if you love old school fighting games, you're gonna be playing it nonstop. And it's been great. You know, a lot more people are Discording now and playing games online. Fall Guys is still huge. I'm up to like 40 wins now. I have one more trophy to get, which is a 5-win-in-a-row trophy. And every time I get up to like 3 or 4, I get stuck on the shitty yellow tape and end up losing. Like, God dang it. So, but there is a trick. You can back out of the game. You'll lose your experience, but I want to do it the right way. And then that way I can move on from the game until they add the next season. But unbelievable, the progress to that game. You know, battle royales are all the rage, but this was a fun, cute battle royale that nobody thought would take off. These guys earned like over 1 million followers and Twitter followers like instantly, because they have this amazing dude behind the scenes over in the UK running the social media, being completely active with the entire world on a daily basis, to a point where they're a big deal now. Like, everyone's looking up to them, and Devolver Digital, who's an amazing indie developer, but this game literally is already having them hire more people. It's going to get so big that I hope they keep that momentum for, you know, at least a year or two. A lot of these games, there's so many battle royale games or new style games that nobody takes a chance on. And they did with this, and they even showed how the idea came about. It was called like Fool's Gauntlet at first before it became Fall Guys, but it's just unbelievable how well it's taken off. And I hope they add, you know, private lobbies so you can set up a room with your friends and just jump right in and just start going to town on people, or setting up private lobbies and then really seeing who's the best. Because right now it's RNG, random number generated, that you don't know what games you're going to get. You're not going to be in the same lobbies, your buddies, unless you squad up to 4 people, stuff like that. So Fall Guys was pretty much the highlight of my August. I was addicted to that. Fightcade's number 2. And then a couple things. When I read gaming news, I go to a couple websites. In the FGC, if you're listening, I used to read SRK every day, but they don't update as much as they used to, and they need to come back, because Event Hubs is pretty much the de facto place to go for like tournament news, results, stuff like that. But then obviously they write, you know, pieces that people don't agree with, or they're funny. But then Kotaku is another one I like to read, because they do have good content. But then they have these articles, you know, they wrote an entire article about a commentator who runs a great Street Fighter Weekly getting bored during finals and making fart noises. And that became a whole story. I'm like, come on. But I guess everyone's bored at home. And, you know, the player and the commentator, work things out within each other, and hopefully he can bounce back and do more online events, because I was doing a couple DreamHack online Tuesday night events. Tong Lee from Tampa has been helping me out, but we're on a little break right now with DreamHack. They're deciding the next steps with all their events canceled. So what does that mean for me? I honestly don't know yet. I've always worked on a backup plan for when this dream would be over, and nobody ever thought COVID would happen, but worst case, if next year events aren't done, I'm looking to get into more content creation, streaming regularly, hopefully hit that big break, you know, because I have the resources, I have the experience. It's just how do I dedicate myself to this that I'm not used to doing because I'm so used to traveling and setting up events and having phone calls and interviews and all this stuff. So it's just stuff I'm keeping my eye out on and ears on how to get better at and entertain people. I've always been, I think, funny around my friends and groups and traveling and all that and on the spot. But like when it comes to writing things out, it's not my best suit. But, you know, I have a lot to talk about and always on my mind, whether people like to hear it or not. But, you know, when you work with a million companies, when you've worked with a millionaire corporation like AEW, you learn to be professional. You learn to work with your peers and respect each other and not bring out the bad and PR. And I have experience in PR and stuff. And, this week is actually AEW's next pay-per-view, All Out on September. I went to the last two All Outs. And I'm actually going to drive up there. I could go up for Dynamite this week on Wednesday and then hang out with the crew and stuff, but I'm just going to go for the show Saturday, bring a friend and enjoy the show. And what they did, you know, if you're a wrestling fan watching, AEW brought back live audience members, only 10 to 15% of capacity. They're very fortunate that they have the Jacksonville Jaguars Daily Place studio to do that. And they handled it so well from what I was reading online. Obviously, you announce public people are allowed back. Everyone's like, what? They're going to get sick, yada, yada. But man, I know their team and they handled it well. They had them come in through like separate entrances and they had them in specific pods away from other people, required masks. So I think they did it safely. And that feeling of seeing a live audience back and like singing Chris Jericho's Judas song from his own band, Fozzy, was such an incredible feeling that I know meant the world to all those guys there. And so happy for them. You know, it's going to stay at that capacity for a while until things get better, vaccine, whatnot. But it gives you hope that, you know, we can either figure out a new normal, find ways to get people involved and all that. And it was exciting for them. So, you know, I've been keeping up with AEW. They're killing it. I'm actually probably going to watch NXT, honestly, this week. They have a great four-man match with Adam Cole, a friend of mine. And just, you know, these guys are still putting it out there without live audiences and having the time that they can. And just hopefully we're getting to a near end of this. You know, the election's coming up in November. It's going to be a crazy time, guys. You know, whether you support Trump, Biden, whoever, I just want a world where everyone gets along the best they can. You know, you're never going to be able to fix the negatives and stuff and learn to deal with the best you can. But more people are outspoken more than ever and standing their ground in what they believe in. But when you incite violence and, you know, all this craziness, it's just like, what are we doing? We were the best country in the world and now we're, you know, all this. But back to gaming, you know, been playing too many Fall Guys, been playing Fightcade nonstop, but I'm actually excited for Marvel's Avengers from Square Enix this week coming out. I'm actually getting it like 4 days early because I got the collector's edition and they let you, anyone who pre-ordered it gets it like 72 hours early. So I'll get that tomorrow. Probably going to stream the hell out of it. Huge Marvel fan. Really like the beta. I think a lot of people like the beta. What they didn't like is they're already showing their DLC battle passes for like each individual character to get you costumes and like $10 a person. But those are cosmetic. You don't need them. But they're going to kill it, I think, because their costumes are badass from what I've seen. So I'm kind of excited for that. It's going to have people like pick their favorite characters and give variety to the game. It's basically like Marvel's Spider-Man, Batman, Arkham Asylum games, all mixed into one with the Avengers characters. And we'll see how it carries on when it does come out and and just build upon it, because they're saying all the DLC will be free in terms of story and stuff like that. So that game's a big title this week. What was a disappointment, unfortunately, and really sad was Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Remaster, which got really bad reviews. The multiplayer was jank, to say the least. It's a shame. That was one of my favorite games on GameCube. So really sad about that. I hope it gets better. And or they patch it out and fix it, you know, with community feedback and everything. So fingers crossed for that. And other news of gaming, so I go to Kotaku.com daily, IGN.com, even though people make fun of reviews. And I just like to read everything and understand where everyone's coming from. And N4G, N as in Nancy, 4G as in God.com is basically like the insider news that a lot of anyone in the news industry or the gaming industry will go to in terms of like behind the scenes stuff like that. So I've been going there a lot. Didn't really know about it until I was doing my DreamHack show with Justin Burnham and he was telling me about it. That's where he grabs most of his like daily news from. So it's been really cool to check that out and kind of read what's going on. But the war has begun, I think, with Xbox One X or Series X. Sorry, it's so damn confusing. And PlayStation 5, so easy to understand. So getting excited for that. And PlayStation swears they're going to come out the end of the year with the system. You know, I wouldn't mind if it didn't, because we still got so many amazing games for PS4. And as bad as this year was, you know, in real life, gaming world's been awesome. Like Xbox Game Pass, which is incredible, and it's basically the becoming the de facto Netflix that I think is going to change the gaming industry for gaming, is just unbelievable. Like 10-15 bucks a month and just literally hundreds of games through Xbox, whether it's an older game, newer game. But now with Xbox Series X, like, they're releasing all their first party titles on this Game Pass, so you're not paying $60 a pop to play one game, you're paying $15 a pop to try all these games. So that's very exciting. You know, PlayStation has PlayStation Plus. They have a lot of great sales later in the cycle of all these games. And, you know, but I their PS Plus games, like this coming month, September, is like Street Fighter V and another game I can't remember. And that's it, you know. But Xbox Game Pass, like, boom, boom, boom. Although Xbox needs their first party titles, and, you know, they've just announced they're not doing Halo on Xbox X to make it better. And One X, sorry. See, confusing again. But exciting for gaming. Movie news, Bill and Ted 3 came out, and I was a huge fan of the originals, but you're a kid then. I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting to watch it with friends, and you can watch it at home already, but it's like the first big release that they've released at home for like 20 bucks to rent it. And Mulan is coming out on Disney Plus. But then the sad side of the world news, and this was a huge impact to everybody. I'm sorry to get sad for so, it was Chadwick Boseman passing away from a 4-year battle with colon cancer that nobody knew was happening behind the scenes. What a strong individual to not let the world know what's going on. And he put out so many great performances over the years. And Black Panther, I went opening night with a lot of my friends, and especially the Black community, to be blunt, was so in love with this movie and what it did. And it became one of Marvel's biggest movies, and just seeing what a cultural phenomenon, and seeing all my friends so proud of this, you know, Black driven movie with all the actors. And it's just such an amazing movie. One of my favorite Marvel movies, one of my favorite characters behind the scenes. Wakanda is, you know, it's become almost real life, Wakanda forever. And people talk about Wakanda and the real world on a daily basis. And just holy shit, 43 years old, incredible actor. You know, who knows what's going to happen with the movies, but Marvel's always done well, I think, and Disney, you know, Carrie Fisher passing and stuff, but nobody wants to think about that. And, you know, we want to celebrate this man's life and the impact he had. And I think Marvel will do the right thing when the time comes. And, you know, in Black Panther 2 and with Shuri, who in the comic books actually took over as king, stuff like that. So, you know, and with Stan Lee, they had all the appearances and then, you know, phased him out with a big thank you message. And so it just really sucks. We lose Kobe Bryant, then we lose, you know, Chadwick, and just unbelievable this year. And it just gets, you know, we were like, 2020 is the worst year ever. I'm like, it's the environment, it's not the number, you know, and what's going on. And I hope 2021 is only up from here. So other than that, you know, the horrible weekend for that, and more protests, you know, from a guy that watches all the news channels, mostly CNN, because I believe they are the facts, but who even knows anymore? Because obviously it always goes against Trump, and then you go to Fox, that always goes against Democrats. It's just crazy. Like, what do you believe? And I've seen some great tweets out of, like, you know, make your own assumptions and information from watching them all, and then putting, you know, piecing it all together. But every time I go on like Fox News just to watch, just to see how they talk, like every news anchor looks like a fake news anchor that's like being puppeted. It's crazy. And then CNN gets more people on the front lines interviewing and stuff. And it's just crazy. And I hate that I'm becoming a guy talking about politics, but this is what it's going to be like for the next few months. And I just hope we all come together. And, you know, I actually, honestly, and you're going to hate me for this, I have not registered to vote. I just got my citizenship only a couple years ago. I'm Canadian originally. And I'm probably going to register to vote just because, you know, everyone, my biggest thing I hate is when Trump's like, you're not going to be safe in Biden's America. I'm like, we're in your America right now. And look what's happening. Look at the last 4 years. And then him, even before he got elected, saying stuff like, you know, safety and the community is going to be number one to me. And then 4 years later, it's not, except for his people directly. So it's a crazy time we're living in. I was actually on an app. I hate admitting this. I've been getting really bored staying at home and not really interacting with anyone new. And instantly, like, I'm on a dating app, and I ask a girl, starts talking politics. She's like, so who are you voting for? I'm like, I told her, I'm like, I haven't decided yet. I'm going to wait to see actual policies and shit. when November comes around, but like, who are you voting? She goes, Trump in all capitals. And like, why? And then gave me like a four paragraph rant about how bad Biden is and just all the hate. I'm like, dude, where's the positives? So that's the world we're getting to. And it's just, it's crazy. You know, I'm not going to ever ignore somebody for saying what they feel and believe in, but they make it so easy to just not want to be a part of it. So, other than that, you know, not too much. My family's doing well as usual. I've been working out again consistently still. I'm trying to get a six pack back and it's actually forming, but I have like 20 pounds of fat to get rid of from all the years of traveling and eating, which is hard as you get older, but I still feel amazing outside of my elbow and ankle right now. I'm waking up feeling great. I'm taking Tifa out. I'm getting at least 6,000-7,000 steps a day just walking Tifa around and stuff. So, but you got to get your heart rate. That's the trick to all this. And that's really it. You know, try to tune into my twitch.tv/CEO gaming. I'm actually getting a new shelf to put on display because I was doing green screen a lot and just having me in the game, which was enjoyable. But then Tifa gets scared and she gets nowhere near me the moment the green screen goes up. So I'm trying to find a balance of depending on the games I play and stuff like that. Plus lighting's a bitch when you use green screens. If you don't have perfect lighting from like three different angles, it's going to look like crap. So, that's, you know, that's really it. I do need to get guests on here so I have more things to talk about, you know, and see the topics that people care to hear. But, you know, please email me, ceogaming@gmail.com. Tell me what I can do better with my podcast, what I can talk about gaming-wise. I'm looking into doing segments or like 10-minute, like, this is how you put it together an event or something that can just always be there to help first-time organizers for when we do come back. In terms of business for me, you know, CEO is supposed to happen in December. I pushed it back from June. I have to wait until about mid-September to make a decision with the hotel within a 90-day clause of, you know, if things aren't safe to travel, then I can't plan a proper safe event. But it's like, I'm not going to host it if I can't host it safely. But who knows what can happen? There could be an instant vaccine that just comes out of nowhere, but I'll make the right call for the community. I always do my best to do that and take everyone's feedback into consideration. That's what drives me. It's what makes me happy, seeing people happy. And, you know, there's always going to be naysayers and negativity, but I've learned to not so much tune it out, ignore it. I read it, but a lot of it I get kind of laughs out of and like, man, I wish I could just talk to this person, see why they're so angry or mad. But, you know, some people, once they make up their mind, it's kind of hard to change them and you shouldn't try to change people, but you should share your views and maybe that inspires them to be more positive, stuff like that. So it's been kind of crazy. I'm watching Tifa just chilling, playing with her big dog bone I've given her. Tifa. Hey girl, I love now. I can see when her ears perk up when I say the word good, Tifa, treat, stuff like that. And it's been amazing. So really starting to understand her demeanor and her the conversation that I can have with her, you know, being a dog and all that. But just hope you guys are doing well, man. You know, it's this year's not over yet. Trying to make the most of it. You know, I'm actually working on a resume for the first time in about 10 years just to have a backup plan. And you know, just let's hope next year's better. I think the whole world's going to change as soon as stuff is over. The election's over. The next few months are going to be nuts. I know people don't even watch the news and can be oblivious to what's going on, but you should always watch your surroundings. You know, I'm still happy that I'm in Florida. The cases have actually gone down in a lot of states, but probably because of less testing, all that stuff. But I also feel bad for colleges, man, and students. My niece, actually, she's the first niece out of five to go to college. And she went from Dubai over to Australia. Love you, Jada. Hope you're doing well. And she's showing pictures of everyone happy, having a good time, because Australia really closed shit down. And now they're safely doing school. I'm not sure if masks are required. I haven't seen her taking any pictures, but she's looking great. She's feeling good. And I'm proud of her being to leave her entire family, you know, her parents and two sisters to go completely across the world to Australia for school, which is where her father, Ilias, my brother-in-law, grew up. So excited for her to go to college. I keep in touch with them through Instagram and stuff. And, you know, but then here, seeing kids that come to my events on my Twitter that I follow that are players or attendees, and just seeing how crazy it is from go to school, like, God, things were so much easier in my time. And there wasn't social media until like after I graduated in 2004, because I'm old. But, you know, now I just, it's so weird. And just seeing, I drove to the gym at like 8 in the morning the other day and saw a bus driving by with all the students having masks on. I'm like, I just can't imagine. And, you know, the younger, the real numbers show that, you know, it's the older crowds that are dying from this. Younger kids aren't, but they can spread it to their families. And just, it's just so tough to, you know, see what's out there and believe or understand everything. But, you know, August 31st, September is about to happen. So twitch.tv does this September thing I've never really dived into or dove into, that subscriptions are cheaper for you, where we would still get the support and the full amount of like $3 a month per subscription rather than Twitch getting any of it. So I'm going to be pushing that and seeing what I can do, thinking of random stuff like shave my head completely bald for a year. You know, if I get 500 subs, or, you know, I'm already balding, not really, but, you know, already short hair, but I think people would enjoy that. I did it once, CEO against Markman in the game, a video game I'm a character in with Jafali and Divekick. And me losing was more entertaining to record and post videos about. So, but that happens, you know, hair grew back, thankfully. But getting to this age, just turning 38 and stuff, who knows? But I'm not somebody who cares if I lose my hair or anything. I know what life's like. I'm not afraid to get old. I'm afraid to lose purpose in life, you know, and it's hard because my purpose has been to bring people together through live events. And I can't even do that now. To lose control of something you love to do is just so hard. But I'm bouncing back. Somehow figured out life up until this point. So I stay positive. I'm not too worried. You know, I talked to a lot of companies I've worked with, and like, we actually could have a position for you when things return. And so I have a lot of things that I have to think about on a daily basis. But right now I just want to be able to bring people together no matter what, whether I do it for DreamHack or continue to do it for CEO on my own. You know, there's something to look forward to when it all comes back. And goddamn, you guys, if you come to my events, I'm giving the biggest hugs with my newly, I think, 17-inch arms now. When I see you all at events and just to communicate and stuff. So, yeah, that's it. So please, hope you have a great day and a great week this week. And I will see you hopefully next week. Take care, everyone. Jabali out.